This is a Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
The Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 with the Southwest Texans starts right now.
Everybody, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 on Open Talk Radio, the 313 The Flash. I'm the Southwest Texan Dede Cruz. My co-host is Greg DeMarc DeMarc. We them dudes, what's going on, brother?
How's it going this evening?
Oh man, I'm excited for tonight. I'm super excited for tonight. We got another
I'm fired up.
So, brother, man, you want to let us know a little bit about our guest? Not give too much away about our guest, but give them a little something about our guest, Shogun, tonight.
So, our guest this evening is he's won championships all over the Midwest. And when he wins championships, he likes to hang on to them. He was a CIW champion for like 630 days. He was the mega, or no, I'm sorry, he was the mega champion, I believe, for 630 days. He was the IW champion, and he's currently the longest reigning Proving Ground champion in history of XICW, and he just had his 2-year anniversary with that championship.
Nice.
And he is the Impact contracted superstar and the most recent winner of the Gut Check competition. And man, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. We're supposed to go see him at XICW in a few weeks, ain't we? Hopefully.
Absolutely. I believe it's on the 15th.
Right, yeah, next Saturday. Next Saturday. But, wow, we got a whole lineup, brother, because not only this week, we got Shogun, man. I'm going to give a little spoiler out about next week's show. I'm gonna save that for the end of the show. I'm going to save that for the end of the show. But, yeah, man, let's move on. Let's talk about a little bit about wrestling before we get to our interviewee. If anybody wants to give us a call and ask some questions, Give us a call. Area code 646-668-8672. Again, area code 646-668-8672. We could talk wrestling. You could give us the questions for our guests. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a great show tonight. So what do you think about this WWE Raw Underground that they're doing, Greg?
I don't know. It seems like a rip-off knockoff to me. It reminds me of the Matt Riddle Bloodsport. And, you know, it was successful because it was, like, a new and unique thing. And it's not a unique thing now. I mean, described as, like, Def Jam Vendetta. And it's, like, that's a fair description.
Okay, well, yeah. Like I said, that, you know, talking about being the Matt Riddle's Bloodsport, Josh Barnett, the originator of the Bloodsport pay-per-view, you know, the originator, he was talking about it. He said that how WWE is a total knockoff of what his thing was, and, you know, Tommy Dreamer said something also. It was Josh Barnett, yeah. It was Josh Barnett, and he said that, you know, that WWE is a total knockoff. You know what I'm saying? And I believe it's true.
Yeah, and
you know,
as a once-a-year attraction, it's pretty cool.
Right.
I think they just look pathetic. Like, dude, they are like indies at best. You know, I mean, yeah, it draws a lot of attention and stuff, but, like, they say, like I've heard it said, Vince McMahon says, when you're number one, you don't acknowledge number two. And, dude, they're not
exactly.
1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. I mean, they're digging deep to rip off. Do you think real wrestling fans like don't know about that or haven't seen that?
Right, exactly.
And I think
but
a lot of people are rolling their eyes like, oh my god, another brawl for all. But this time it's fake. For the last year, that whole brawl for all concept has gotten nothing but buried. It's gotten nothing but bad attention.
Dude, On the dark side of the ring, it got totally buried by everybody. It was supposed to be meant for Bradshaw to get
buried.
Everybody
also buried it on something to wrestle. And everybody involved in it, everybody who talked about it, that it was a bad idea. And then, you know, a jabroni wins it. And for his trouble, he gets taken off TV. And then they bring him into WrestleMania to literally get knocked out by a world-class fighter. This guy ain't a professional fighter. He was just the best brawler out of, you know, a bunch of non-fighters.
Right. Hey, Greg, we got two callers on the line. We got Cody and Jason on the line. We're going to bring them on. We're going to talk wrestling with them before Shogun shows up. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, Cody and Jason. What's up, fellas?
Actually, I'm bringing on Cody first.
Oh, you're going to bring on Cody? All right, what's going on, Cody? Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you guys make sure you ask Shogun where my Impact 8x10 is. That's what I want to know. You tell Shogun, Co-Dizzle over there at Wrestling Rage wants his 8x10.
We got you, man.
Yeah. How you guys doing tonight?
We can't complain. Just another show.
Right.
That's what we do over here at the Rated R.
I heard you guys talking about this. What was this? This backyard brawl basement thing that WWE did or whatever with Vince or Scott. Which McMahon? One of the McMahon kids did that, right?
It was Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon. Yeah, that guy. I know that guy. Yeah. Talk about garbage. Hot garbage. Lots of hot garbage there.
Yeah, no,
WWE
definitely.
Sucks. This honest opinion.
What,
WWE
what in
sucks,
your opinion
you know what?
Is this underground? What? How would you describe it, Cody?
What they're doing, I would call it a
like,
flash
what
in the
was
pan
it?
Because
what,
they're desperate.
What did you see?
What's
yeah,
I only seen a portion
that.
Of it. Right.
I didn't like
that they're trying to put in front of people because they need something flashy, something different, because they ain't got nothing else going on because nobody's tuning in.
Exactly.
I mean, listen,
so,
everybody has their own opinions. you know, some guys are going to watch WWE, some guys are going to watch NXT, some guys are going to watch Impact, AEW, or what have you. They're going to watch anything, right? But the fact of the matter is that WWE is slowly and continually tanking again and again and again. So what's there to do? Flip the channel, go watch Impact, go watch AEW or whatever on else, or pay the $10 and hold on, or play the $15 or $20 and go watch XICW on the 15th.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most definitely, that's what's going to have to happen.
For sure.
Most definitely. Like I totally agree on the underground stuff. I don't like it at all. It's a total ripoff, and it's gonna fail miserably. It's gonna fail, and they're gonna find it. They're gonna throw something else on the wall and see what sticks.
Right. Absolutely. Well, guys, I just wanted to stop in and say hi. I was listening to you guys there a little bit, and you know, I hope you guys have a good night and enjoy that interview with Shogun. Boy, is he a character.
Thank you, and hey, don't miss Michigan Independent Weekly.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't miss
Michigan
Independent Weekly.
Yeah, that's on Tuesdays, 6:30. Wrestling Rage
Sundays,
and then Sunday 8
p.m. evening for Wrestling Rage.
Yep. Sundays, 8 p.m. R2YouTube.com.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
You have some Cody stuff.
We'll see you soon, Cody.
Have a good night, Cody.
Yep. See you guys.
So yeah, that was Cody Fleming from Wrestling Rage and MIW. Calling in, check up on the boys. Yeah. So, Greg, man, this is gonna, I'm excited for this. Like, let me finish saying what Tommy Dreamer was saying about the WWE Underground. He said, "I have fought Shane McMahon many times in warehouses for real. First rule, you never walked out of the fight club, so why are you training? You literally broke the only rule. Hashtag WWE Raw to hashtag WWE hashtag Raw Underground."
So, you know, Cody was saying, like, all, you know, wrestling fans have different tastes. I'm here to tell you that, and I wanted to ask him this. I have, like, 1,600 friends that are wrestling fans, right? Cody probably has 2,000. Day-Day, you probably have 1,000. Have you heard anybody say that underground shit was cool? Anybody?
No.
Because I have not.
No, me neither.
I'm just
at
curious.
All.
Yeah, everybody, but yeah, it seems like the general consensus from wrestling fans, which you would think is who your market is, but yeah.
Right.
No. All my wrestling fan friends think it sucks.
We're gonna bring Jason on the line real quick.
Awesome.
Okay. Jason, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. They're on live with the Southwest Texan and Greg and Mark.
What's up?
How you doing, brother?
Good to hear from you again, buddy.
I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
That's great, man. That's
so
great.
So, Jason, what do you think about the underground concept?
The Raw Underground.
Me? Personally, I'm feeling how Vince is feeling with, like, the empty arenas. So when Shane introduced Raw Underground, I actually loved it.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Open Talk Radio. Who's there?
That's good to have a different perspective. What did you like about it?
I just like the different atmosphere and pretty much the grit. It feels like they're trying to bring back the Attitude Era to me.
They could be trying to do that, but, like, you got to think about it also. There's going to be people that tune in and people that's not going to tune in, both new fans and old fans alike, because, you know, it's too late. It's kind of too late for the WWE to bring back the Attitude Era, so-called, because you can't repeat that era, because that's like trying to repeat the golden eras with the Hulk Hogan's, the Macho Man's, and the Ultimate Warriors, and you can't do that. You can't duplicate. You can't imitate the innovators, because the whole thing about being an innovator is being able to do it all over again. So McMahons have done that for the generations except for this one. And, you know, if they were going to bring back the Attitude Era, I would think that they would have to do it. You know what I'm saying? Do it. They would have to have done it like 10 years ago when John Cena was like almost in his prime, like at 5 years after his first world title win. You know what I'm saying? If they would have did it at that time and turned John Cena heel, and man, that would have been a whole other thing. But now you can't do that. The WWE hasn't built home fresh stars. Homegrown stars, you know what I'm saying, in years, in almost a decade and a half since the John Cena. That's almost 2 decades.
I disagree.
You know what I'm saying? No,
I disagree. I think the Attitude Era can come back to a point, because if you're stuck with a PG rating, you're handcuffed onto what your storylines can be. And, I mean, there's only so many PG storylines you can go with before you push the envelope a little bit. We obviously are living in a different time. A lot of that shit would never fly in 2020, for sure.
Exactly.
But, I mean, you could definitely move more towards an Attitude Era, broaden your ability to make stories. That's what's lacking. Good stories, telling stories. That's what's lacking. That's how it became stale. The story sucked.
Yeah. Well, Greg, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. And, I mean, at the same time, like I said, but WWE doesn't have the oomph that they use to, the touch that they use to, I don't believe, to do it. You know what I'm saying? They're just going to stick something. They're going to throw something. They're going to throw the spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks.
They're literally throwing everything at the wall to see what sticks right now. That's what I think the Underground has shown. And, you know, the 24/7 title, that was a loogie at the wall. Which I think that it's a fun. I like the 24/7, but again, it was something they threw at the wall to see what would stick, and they're, you know,
to see
if
it was like
going to
be the tournament to the Hardcore Championship. So, Jack, I mean, Jason, what do you? I don't know. I believe that I kind of don't like it. I don't like the Underground. I like the atmosphere. Now they would, like I said, if they would have did it like 10 years ago, maybe. But I mean, they would have to bring in some like legit guys, even though it's fixed and whatnot. Some legit guys and not their wrestlers and not their talent. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, like, that one dude had one half of the Viking Raiders did good. He did pretty good.
Yeah.
The Dolph Ziggler, I didn't believe, and the Hurt Crew, whatever their name is, Bobby Lashley and them, I didn't like the way they did that because they supposedly beat up everybody and it's only three people. And, you know... That's what I think. That's just my opinion. Everybody has their own, you know, but I've been a wrestling fan since about 97, late 97, early 98. I mean,
I've been a fan since like 83.
Jesus.
My
Christ.
First favorite wrestler was Wildfire Tommy Rich, man. I was a baby. I loved Tommy Rich.
Go ahead.
I feel like if they, with Raw Underground, the way they're doing it, maybe bringing back, like, maybe the old Hardcore Championship, like, give it some kind of, like, title and stuff.
No, they would have to bring, like, a new championship. The Hardcore Championship was for hardcore matches, not like that. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but, like, make it, like, their own championship, the Underground Champion, the WWE Underground Champion, or just the Raw Underground Champion. Don't put the WWE logo.
I have a feeling that's what's coming is a whole division. If they feel like this is being successful, I'll bet you it does get a belt. And we'll have the Underground Championship.
I wouldn't doubt this is WWE we're talking about. They got like fucking, what, like 50 championships? What the fuck?
Yeah.
They got like 50 championship belts, dude. They'll just do it just to do it, and then they'll retire if it doesn't become successful or whatnot. Or they might not even give it a championship if it doesn't become successful. I mean, it could become successful because, like I said, people tune in. Some people tune in, some people won't, but, I mean, it is what it is. So, yeah. I don't know. I believe that the Raw – what do you guys think about Apollo Crews winning that whole United States title thing?
I love it.
I give kudos to Apollo Crews. I do too. I do too, dude.
I know he came out of the Indies, but that could be a star that they could claim they home grew if they let this guy out of his shell.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Oh, one more before Jackson gets on the phone. What do you guys think about the Good Brothers trying to get AJ Styles back to Impact Wrestling?
I think it might kind of be cool because, in my opinion, AJ was good over in Impact, and I feel like when he joined WWE, they kind of, like, watered him down like they do a lot of the good ones.
Yeah. They did kind of water him down, but you got to understand, also, he's older, and also, he said he wants to end his career in WWE, because, I mean, that's where he's been working at for his whole life, trying to work to get to his whole life, you know what I'm saying, or his whole career, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I believe, he said it could happen, never say never, but as so far as anything, He wants to stay WWE and finish his career there.
So I understand that he got the contract. He had an age in his mind that he wanted to retire at. He got the contract he wanted through that age, and that he was done. But, you know, that could be a better move than, like, bringing in a Hulk Hogan to bring in, because they established AJ Styles. He made his name in Impact. That's why he was a big deal when he showed up in New Japan. That's why he defeated Okada in his first match to become the IWGP champion. You know, he could it's all where his heart is. Does he want to help Impact? What I mean, obviously it would probably have to monetarily make sense for him too, but I think it could happen. I think there's a definite possibility.
Well, Greg, I mean, if you want, like I said, you can. We're going to cut the little wrestling talk a little short this week because we're almost at 7 o'clock and we have an interviewee that I'm excited to get to.
Uh-oh.
I'm excited for this.
I am so excited for this.
So, Jason, if you want to stick around and listen to the interview with Shogun Jackson and hear Greg's intro to him, you're more than welcome, brother.
All right.
Thank you for calling,
Greg,
Jason.
All right, Greg, go ahead. Thank you, yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, our guest of the evening, the guest of honor, one of the most articulate, intelligent, and above all, humble individuals I've ever met.
Oh, wait. Hold on. He's not on yet. He's not on yet. My bad. I thought he was on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my bad. We can keep talking about him until he's there.
Yes, we can.
Sorry, guys.
Continue our AJ Styles conversation. So I read that Gallows and Anderson are calling him every day.
Sorry, Greg. Sorry, Southwest. Yeah. He's actually on right now.
He is? Okay.
He's with us right now.
So, okay, well, go ahead, Greg.
Once again, our guest of honor, one of the most articulate, intelligent, and overall humble individuals I've ever met. He's an inspiration to me and many, many others. He's held championships all over the Midwest. He's the current and longest reigning XICW Proving Ground champion in history at over 2 years. He is also the most recent winner of the Impact Gut Check Challenge, Midwest legend, Impact superstar. He is the Suplex Shogun.
Welcome to the Rated R Podcast, Jackson.
Gentlemen, what's going on? How you guys doing? Thank you for having the Suplex Shogun on your show.
Thank you for being here, and congratulations, man, on the big win of Gut Check. I cried.
Oh, man.
When I watched that final episode and the very end,
awesome.
And you're both standing there with Scott D'Amore, and he's, you know, he says, only one of you can win. I got goosebumps talking about it right now. And, I mean, Shogun's reaction, priceless. Miles. Oh, I was a mess.
What was it like? What were you feeling in that moment when he told you that only one of you had to win? And like, when you heard your name, what was that feeling like? By the way, my name is Southwest Texan. I'm sorry.
thank you for announcing yourself. What's up, Southwest? How you doing?
Not too bad. Go ahead.
Honestly, man, it was wild because, you know, again, it's all those emotions from you, from the journey from beginning to that moment, you know, to when, you know, all that hard work and all that passion and all the long drives and all the seminars and all the matches and even the doubt that you had along the journey about certain, you know, in certain moments, you know, the lows of the career, it made the result of it just as sweet. And and just to have everybody give Shogun so much support through that time, and when it was announced, it just really means a lot. And and again I couldn't thank the fans enough and my supporters enough. Greg, you being one of the main ones.
Thank you, sir.
Nice.
No problem, man.
Hey, you won me over. I'm a tough critic. I'm tough to win over, and you know, I'm Greg the Mark, man. I'm just a wrestling fan, and I know what I like, and I like wrestling. I like storytelling wrestling. I like, you know. And you do it as well as anybody. And, like, for instance, this man won. Actually, I shared the post. It was, like, it's been 2 years and 2 days, I believe. He won the Proving Ground Championship from Isaiah Browner. First defense, he announces, he is going to defend the title under Suplex Shogun Suplex Challenge rules. And this is the rules. Shogun must... suplex his opponent how many times? Five times before he can go for the pin. His opponent can win the title by disqualification, count out, pinfall, submission, or by suplexing the Suplex Shogun five times. Man, made for such awesome storytelling in title matches. And so there was once that it looked like Shogun was going to get out suplexed. I specifically remember that match.
I remember that one too.
Nice,
oh yeah,
nice.
many great battles, many great battles from XICW Proving Ground, especially with the title. And and just a shout out to the XICW faithful, and a shout out to the champion beforehand in Jamie Cox. Jamie always giving love and always giving great advice to all the young green kids, me being one of them. And and shout out to Isaiah Bronner, as for mention, one of the hardest hitting individuals, heavyweights in wrestling. Honestly, I can't wait for the world to know about him more. But yeah, many great battles, many great foes. Honestly, so many close calls, man. From, you know, just fights with so many hard hitting individuals, man. So it is one of those things where I want to test myself as much as possible. And if it's for also entertainment of the fans, then Shogun's all for it, man. So, you know, Greg, again, thank you so much for showing love for that. And Shogun also just wants to send love to everybody who appreciated his work in trying to elevate the title as much as possible.
So I always enter the raffle to try to win my son the manager spot so he can manage his bad guy friends. And whenever we win the Fan Booker match, I choose Shogun's title. I picked Isaiah Brown a rematch, which was phenomenal, so much better than it. And Aqua Bra was another phenomenal match. And I told Shogun, I said, I'm not trying to make you lose, man. I just know you'll be the best match. I just know that my match, hey, the match I picked with the Shogun Showdown is going to be, you know, in the conversation for the best match we see on that night.
Hey, that's what I aim for all the time, man, all the time. Man. And the best part about it is, too, I want to be able to – Shogun wants to highlight everybody. So that's what the open challenge is for. If you feel like it's your night, if you feel like you could bring it that night, please step out. You know, Shogun's waiting for it. And that's the whole point of the open challenge for me. It was, all right, I believe in my abilities enough to suplex you those five times. If you can suplex me those five times, you – Definitely deserve it.
So you talk about Shogun,
being ready and being ready for a challenge. Oh, go ahead, Dede.
Oh, go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
It just, you know, reminded me, and part of the inspiration thing, Shogun being always ready. Shogun, during quarantine, was busting his ass. He was in his living room with kettlebells. He didn't have a whole ass gym. Shogun worked with what he had with and busted a sweat and inspired others. He's got resistance bands and kettlebells pretty much, and he got it in, and he's inspiring others to say, look, you know, now I'm going to work this, now I'm going to work that. He's been ready to suplex a dump truck since quarantine started.
Already have, man. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you, man. Much appreciated, man. Yeah, it's always about just keeping the grind going, just keeping the hustle going, because, you know, the biggest inspiration of this year for me, of course, is getting signed, but it's in the what I'm going to do once I get there. It's in the preparation. It's in the mental, the physical prep, the spiritual prep of, you know, getting to Impact whenever Shogun strikes. So for me, you know, I was honestly, from the moment quarantine happened to even now, you know, that fire is burning, man, because it was right on the tail end of that, of, you know, getting into that new venture of being signed.
Right, right. Now, I was going to ask you, but now that you're in Impact, is there anybody that you're looking forward to facing, and will you be bringing your suplex challenge to the Impact show?
You know, the Suplex Shogun has a wide range of people he wants to face off against in the Impact roster. He could honestly, I could say any single wrestler that's willing to step up. However, I understand you guys are looking for answers, and Shogun's willing to give a few if you need. Shogun always had love for hard-working, hard-hitting individuals. So, of course, Madman Foden is one of them. And, we had one of our encounters at XICW before as well. Actually, Shogun Challenge. And almost. Oh, that's the thing. Yeah, he's so strong.
That was the one I was talking about.
I know. Exactly. You know, if you guys get a chance, check it out on my YouTube, because, again, it's one of my favorite fights. And me and again, I'm sure that me and Foden are going to meet later on, because, again, he's such a great athlete. And this is something where I'm addicted to competition, and I find it. I kind of have like a nose for it, if you will. So for some reason, it's like if I don't find competition, it'll find me. So I believe that for sure we're going to cross paths. But it's not just him. You know, it's not just him. So many others. I mean, we have Impact has such a talented roster, man. You know, from the champion that is Eddie Edwards to, you know, you have Trey Miguel, and you have TJP, you have Fala Ba. You have all these amazing athletes that Shogun's ready to go against. You know, the question is just who's going to get suplexed first, I guess.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
And Shogun matches up good with a Trey Miguel. Or, his match with Aqua Bra was a classic.
Oh, yeah. You know, smaller, agile, different style other than a hard hitter.
I can see him going. I can see you going against Willie Mack. That's one person I can see you going against. Willie Mack is one dude. I love Willie Mack.
Much love. Yes, definitely. Shout out to Willie Mack, man. And also the one Chris Bay as well.
Yeah, Chris Bay is a great talent, too. Oh, man. He beat Willie Mack for the Exhibition Championship. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. For the amazing match, an amazing match. Also, not to mention, I mean, we have that elusive athletic Hakeem Zayn. I mean, he's also somebody I have not yet gone against. I haven't gone against Rohit Raju
yet.
Wow. Wow, yeah.
Oh, we need to push for the Proving Ground Championship.
Yeah.
Oh,
that would be, yeah.
That's a Midwest boy right there. I can't
that's
believe
Midwest,
y'all never
yeah,
met.
That's a Midwest man.
Oh, man.
He was a guest on the show. Hakeem Zayn has been a guest on the show.
Oh, yeah, man. Huge fan, man. Huge fan of him.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
I have no doubt you'll find success. You're the type of guy that a company can definitely, you know, put their faith in. So you were the CIW champion for about a year?
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah, actually, that was the very first title I won, yes.
And you were the champion, I believe, 360 days. And then in Ohio, he was the mega heavyweight champion for 630 days.
Oh, wow. Man, you know what? Thank you for pulling that one out. Shogun didn't even know that number.
That was a
fun match, too, because that match was my trainer was in it. One of the guys who helped me in the beginning stages of my career as well. He was in it as well. And also the emphatic, the hard hitting, you know, Shane Taylor. The one and only Shane Taylor, the television champion. Shane Taylor was also in the match as well.
Wow. That's crazy. Wow. That's something. So Greg was telling me also, Shogun, that talking about the Midwest, that you'll be at the next XI show.
Yes, Shogun will definitely be. He will be around. He'll be making an appearance, most definitely.
Most definitely, nice. That's awesome.
And
Cody
Fleming wants me to tell you that he's going to be looking for his Impact 8x10, and Greg DeMarc would really like to purchase one of those as well. For the record,
that makes three of us. That makes three of us. Lower the Texans. I want one, too. Most definitely. Also, I'm going to make a plug here. I would like to get some of your lemonade, too, that you're going to be having. I would like to pre-order some.
Oh, man, most definitely. Thank you, man. Yes, I'm actually working on the website right now, building it up. Shogun's going to give you that sweet lemonade goodness pretty soon. Don't worry.
Yes, I would love to. I'm going to pre-order some, most definitely. And everybody, if you're listening, man, you gotta get some lemonade because it's Shogun Approved. And if it ain't Shogun Approved, it ain't good.
Yes. Caution, though. It may influence suplexing, so be careful when you drink it.
Uh-oh. I got to be careful. I'm not going to drink it at work. I won't drink it at work. I promise. I won't drink it at work. I won't take nobody to that. Huh?
Good call.
Yeah, I won't drink it at work, I promise. That's something I won't do. But, yeah, most definitely, man. And if possible, man, we can treat you to lunch or to dinner, something.
Oh, man, anytime.
Yeah, that would be most definitely.
Awesome.
Me and Greg and you will go somewhere. We'll grab something to eat.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man.
Me and
Shogun
have been talking about sitting down for a meal for 2 years.
Yeah, we need to make that happen.
Yeah,
we definitely need to
suplex
some cows.
Yep, there we go.
I'm down for it.
We'll get some suplex steaks. We'll get some big old steaks.
Yeah, definitely. I'm down for it, man. Thank you, fellas.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. So, yeah, Greg, you got another question?
Actually, I do want you to know that, you know,
the Suplex Shogun doesn't, you know, have a whole lot of time, and I really appreciate your time with us this evening, man. But I just want to make sure before you have to leave that you let us know where we can get that Shogun merch. Because I have a few sweet Shogun shirts. I know there's a lot of different designs out there.
Yep, most definitely. And also, where we can find you on social media.
If you guys have, trust me, man, if you guys have any other questions, Shogun's always down for it. Trust me, Shogun. Hey, Greg, I want you to know Shogun greatly appreciates you, and Day Day, Shogun greatly appreciates you. So for the time you guys are giving me, Shogun is open for any questions if you guys have it. But for the social media plug, I will plug it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Suplex Shogun, the Lemonade Juggernaut, talking right now into your headphones right now, into your speakers. And you need to hit up the Suplex Shogun's Facebook. Type in Jackson Stone, or you can type in Jackson_Stone313 in Instagram, or go to Twitter and type in Jackson_Stone31. And also, you can be sure to find some awesome clips, find me on YouTube, and also visit my Pro Wrestling Tees shop as well. I just had a fresh design drop out, Godzilla Shogun, and I'm going to be having one coming out soon, World War Shogun.
Nice, nice. You heard it from himself. You got it. And he was great enough to take our invitation, Greg's invitation, to the coming on to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Thank you again, Shogun and Greg. Thank you for bringing this absolutely, this great guy.
I did nothing but send a message, man. He was excited.
I'm lost for words, man. It was just crazy. When Greg told me that, man, I was lost for words, just like I was. I was lost for words.
Blessings, man.
All I did was send a message, man. He was happy and excited to do it. He was, you know, you name the date, I'll be there. Tell me the date and the time.
Thank
it was,
you, man.
Yeah, that's all I said. I sent a message.
As soon as a few weeks, also, man, we're going to be in the actual studio. If you want to come into the actual studio and do some footage and do an actual, like, you know, show in the studio one day, man, it'd be awesome.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay. Oh well, you guys heard it here from Shogun, man. Pretty soon.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know that the Suplex Shogun Jack Stone is chilling with the homie Greg and the man Day Day, and you are listening into Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
Thank you, Shogun.
That's
you
awesome.
Guys heard it first.
Shogun, is there anything else that you would like to promote or, you know, say you'd like to hear today? I mean, this is your time. Anything you'd like to promote, anything you feel passionate about, man, this is truly your time, sir.
Honestly, I just want to just share love to everybody. Just give everybody some positivity and love right now, especially during these times. Everybody understanding the climate, both socially and politically, and everything else going on. Shogun just wants to give you love and just wants to give you some positivity. Stay strong out there, ladies and gentlemen. Keep loving your family. Keep your friends close as well. And, again, remember the main word of the day is just synergy. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen, it's synergy. We cannot exist without each other, all right? So understand that wrestling is going to be coming back and it's making a strong comeback this year. And once we get going, Shogun can't wait to suplex your favorite wrestler right in front of you and sign your autograph as well.
All right, guys.
Yeah,
thank you, Shogun.
8x10, preferably.
Yes, definitely. I want mine too. That's most definitely. We'll be seeing you at the XI show.
Yeah,
like,
man,
I said, inspirational and humble guy you'll ever meet.
Most humble guy you ever meet. I promise you guys.
Most
I haven't even met him yet, but I'm pretty
and
sure.
Humble guy you ever meet. You'll never see negativity out of him, man. If he's feeling it, he ain't showing it.
Hey, man, much love to you guys, man. It's like I said, we're going to be all right. Stay strong out there, y'all. I'll catch you guys at XI soon, all right?
I love you, Shogun.
Have
a great night, man, and thank you again.
Love you guys, too. Now, take care.
We love you, too. Everybody, that was the Shogun Jackson. Man, Greg, thank you for bringing him on, man. He's a great guy, humble. Man, I swear, man, you
humble,
were not lying about that.
Inspirational, articulate, intelligent. He's everything I said he was. I mean,
yeah, you
that's
most definitely.
Him.
Most
that's,
definitely. I'm lost for words, man. But hey, we're gonna be getting some of that lemonade soon. That's gonna be great. We're gonna be drinking some of Shogun's lemonade. I'm gonna make sure I buy 2 cases because I'm gonna get one signed and put it on the wall, and then I'm gonna drink the other one.
It'll be hot. Man, stuff like that awesome. Hard for me to drink. It's like I got Peter B. hot sauce. There's no way I can open my Shogun lemonade. It'll sit on the shelf with the rest of my merch.
Well, my other case, we'll split it.
All right, bet.
I buy two cases. I buy 2 cases. I got to get one signed, and then we'll split the other case. And you get yours signed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there
I need
go.
Signed.
We'll be at XI next week, guys. Talking about next week, next week is about to be another great week for the Rated R Wrestling Podcast for you guys. Truly, we are them guys, the Southwest Texan Dead A Cruz and Greg DeMarc. Next week, guys, we will actually be in the studio at the Open Talk Radio 313, the Flash Studio, in beautiful Detroit. And we will have in the studio AEW Tag Team, Capital Vices. They'll be talking their match the day before the show. PWAS, Summer of Champions in Melvindale, Michigan. So if you want to meet AEW Tag Team Capital Vices, you got to come out to Melvindale, Michigan to play Atlantis Friday night, the 14th of August. It's going to be Summer of Champions. You're going to see Peter B. Beautiful and Percy Drews, Hot and Beautiful, to defend their PWAS Tag Team Championships against AEW's Capital Vices. Capital Vice will be in town, and also the Dirty White Boy, the PWAS Heavyweight Champion, will be defending his championship. And there's going to be all championships defended, so we don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be a great show. And also, who knows if the Tag Team Champions are going to show up to the show to confront in person Capital Vices. What do you think, Greg? Man, this is about to be a great show next week, man. We're going to even going to
be
great.
We've laid an open invitation out to every champion in Pro Wrestling All-Stars. Chuck Stein, Tanner Nix. There's a open invitation to all of them to
Dan Bale,
come on.
There's a junior heavyweight champion. You got to have a lot, all the PW. And if you also want to meet your favorite PWAS wrestlers, you got to make your way to Melvindale, Michigan, man, because it's about to be a fire show. It's about to be an outside event. You know, Steve Rivera always puts on a great show, and all ages are invited because it's a family-friendly show. So you won't miss a beat. You'll have great pro wrestling. At the same time, you'll be able to meet your favorite PWAS wrestlers and champions. You'll be able to meet AEW's Capital Vices. I mean, that's a not-want-to-miss show, guys. I mean, Steven Rivera, he's a part of the original, you know, one of the best best factions in wrestling history, the Threat. You know what I'm saying? He was tag teaming with AJ Styles before AJ Styles was something big. So I mean, man, you got to make your way to Melvindale if you want some high fire championships match.
And let me say, Play Atlantis and Pro Wrestling All Stars, they have the best outdoor setup that I've seen. I mean, they got a big parking lot, so parking's not an issue. And the chairs are set up for social distancing. That it's a great venue for outdoor wrestling. Obviously, it has to be outside with everything going on. But, you know, good setup.
Bring your own mask. Just to let everybody know.
B-Y-O-M.
Bring your own mask. B-I-O-M, yep. Bring your own mask. B-Y-O-M.
Yep.
So, yeah, man, I can't wait to have Capital Vices in the studio live. And we don't even know because, you know, we don't even know if Percy and them are going to come up and confront them face-to-face, man. And you know how Peter is, man. He don't hold back for nothing, man.
No. No.
And Capital Vices, I'm pretty sure they're not gonna back down. So what kind of confrontation you think we're going to have, man? You think it's going to get, you know, kind of physical or something, man?
I don't know. It certainly could. I mean, the tension's kind of been building. I think that Percy and Peter may have been a little bit offended by them. You know, we don't care who the champions are. We want them as our first, you know, we want to be the first contenders for those titles. And, you know, Peter took issue with it, and he came right out and called them out. Like,
Peter,
all right,
right
here
on
we
social
are,
media.
I think he has something to prove. Peter, you know, And I tell y'all,
Peter Beza, international deathmatch wrestler. Because
absolutely.
The whole thing is, you know what I'm saying, is Peter B, he feels like he has something to prove because he's like, oh, well, get off your high horses and come from AEW to back to the Midwest and get your ass kicked by the PWAS Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, he's definitely approaching the situation as like he has a chip on his shoulder, for sure. And I tell you, if Hot and Beautiful can defeat AEW Tag Team Capital Vices, that would be quite a notch in the belt, as they say, for Hot and Beautiful.
Yeah. That would really
Peter
be a
Beautiful
notch
is also
the belt.
Horror Slam Deathmatch Champion. Recently won here.
Yeah, I think so. Who knows? Yeah, but talking about Horror Slam Deathmatch Champion, tomorrow Horror Slam's going to have a undisclosed location show. Well, I don't know where the address is, but if you want to go to that Horror Slam show, you can get a hold of Rachel Green on Facebook, and she'll give you the address. And they're going to be on Smart Mark TV also. They're going to actually be on Smart Mark TV, so that's going to be a great show. They actually made a match announcement.
I think this
they
one
got
is going to be on Fight TV as well. I think that the pay-per-view will be available on Fight TV. I think it's like $15.
Yeah, something like that. It's going to be in an undisclosed location. It's going to be pretty cool. You know, it's going to they got the deathmatch title match. They're going to have Chuck Stein versus Aiden Black or Aiden Hart, whatever his name is.
Yep. They are.
I think so.
Yeah, it's tough for me for a Friday show. I work and my out time is uncertain, and then, you know, I'm like an hour away from most of the wrestling. So I don't think I'll be able to make it. I may catch it, may buy it on Fight to, you know, catch the show in its entirety later. But yeah, that's right. I actually forgot Peter B. Beautiful, after he won the Deathmatch Championship, he actually said he was not going to defend the title, you know, unless he could fight Schlack in a death match, because he was
which is a real
not impressed.
Death match champion.
Yeah, he is. He's never been defeated, much as Jeff King has never been defeated for the Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship. So, I mean, we
you
got the reset,
correct.
But
they pressed the reset button. That was that. That was that, my
but,
friend.
But Rachel has stated that the champions still hold their spot, that they have, you know, as soon as they're ready, they can challenge to, you know, reclaim their championship. But, yeah, as it all worked out, Chuck Stein ended up leaving. The weekend is Chucky Two Belts, first winning the World Heavyweight Championship at Pro Wrestling All-Stars on Friday night, and then Saturday afternoon, he became the Horror Slam Deathmatch Champion in the main event, defeating Horror Slam Junior Heavyweight Champion Jay Maynard.
Yep. No, not PWAS Junior Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. PWAS Junior Heavyweight Champion. So we got to see the Junior Heavyweight Champion and the Heavyweight Champion of Pro Wrestling All-Stars one-on-one for the Deathmatch Championship. And it'd be interesting to see these two get in the ring again. Dine and Jay Maynard both bring it, boy.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But, yeah, that's going to be something great. If you guys want to check that out, get at Rachel Green on Facebook. I'm pretty sure they're going to have some great food. They're going to have great entertainment. They're going to have death matches, I'm pretty sure. It's going to be on Smart TV, Fight TV. So if you want to check that out, like I said, get at Rachel, get at Briar. And it'll be worth your money.
So also next week on Saturday, XICW is holding a house party event. It's their third, and they've announced quite a card. MM3 is going to defend the Midwest Heavyweight Championship against Jamal King. Alex Weir is issuing an open challenge for the Light Heavyweight Championship, and the Suplex Shogun Jackson Stone, the XICW Proving Ground Champion, will be in the house. So and Tommy Vendetta versus Dre Jacobs, as announced on Wrestling Rage, will for the Extreme Intense Championship. A lot of good storytelling to build up for that one. That card I'm very excited for as well. Also,
yeah, so we're gonna be there.
Actually, the Proving Ground Tag Team Champions, Jack Price and Adam Wick, are gonna face the XICW Tag Team Champions, the Fun Loving Criminals, the DBA and Jamie Cox. And man, what a card, dude! XICW bringing it all next weekend for House Party 3.
Man, XICW, I've only been to one show, but they are, like, you know what I'm saying? Their shows are great. Like, the last one I went, well, the only one I went to had Jake something there, Cody Deaner, Zach Godwin, DDA,
and oh, that was the one in Lincoln Park Community Center.
Yep.
Alex Weir versus Nolan Edwards, man.
Yes.
That was, yeah.
That match was awesome. That match stole the show, I believe.
Yeah, it sure did.
I think so.
Yeah,
but
I would call it XICW.
That's the night he won the United States title. That's the night he won the United States title, Kongo Kong.
Yes.
That's the night Kongo Kong won the United States title.
And yeah, he's still the champion, and that is a replica of the United States title, I believe, from like the 50s that the Sheik had. That quite an homage
Abdul
there with that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, quite an homage paid there to the, you know, the history of, and the DBA, you know, son of Sweet Daddy Malcolm Monroe, has done a phenomenal job. You know, the godfather of Michigan independent wrestling, he's done a phenomenal job of, you know, keeping independent. Their promotion is how I found independent wrestling, and it, like, reignited my love for wrestling. And, you know, met a bunch of cool friends through there. But I would call XICW my home promotion. They're closest to me, and it was the first one I went to, and I rarely miss an XICW show.
Yeah, I'll be there with you next Sunday, brother, because we got to go get our lemonade and we got to go get our 8x10.
Absolutely.
And also,
maybe even grab
knows,
a shirt
gonna, like
two.
I said, we're gonna go get him some steaks too. Well, he wants the steak. He wants the steak. No, but yeah, we'll get him a steak. You know what I'm saying? We'll get him. We'll get some lemonade to drink with that, and we'll get our 8x10, and we'll probably get a well, like he said, he'll be in the studio with us pretty soon, so we got to make that day happen.
Yeah,
look
absolutely.
Look at us. Gonna have the Capital Vices next week, and pretty soon, Shogun Jackson again.
Jackson Stone. All he needs to do is, you know, get an opportunity to showcase the character he's built, the charisma he has in the in-ring work and storytelling, you know, to a broader audience. And the Suplex Shogun Jackson Stone is going to be a freaking superstar.
Dude, he is.
I would love, like I mean, talk about hard hitters. I could just see him one-on-one with Kazuchika Okada with, you know, Eeyore,
or
man,
Baja,
what's that hard-headed?
Ibushi.
Or not Ibushi, Ishii.
Yeah,
Kalihiro
Ishii
versus Jackson Stone. Man, oh my God.
Imagine him versus
that,
Rhino.
Dude, that might be the best match up there.
Awesome. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Rhino
cool.
would be a good matchup for Shogun, too.
Yeah. What about Moose? Moose would be a great one, too. Moose would be a
yeah.
nice. Nice.
Moose and Willie Mack were the first when you asked him who he would like to face in Impact Wrestling. Moose and Willie Mack were, you know,
yeah.
a couple big dudes, similar styles. I think they'd match up good together. But again, if you've seen, like, and that's just the first one that comes to mind, and again, another freaking superstar, you know, the Aqua Bra, Cyrus Satin, Mark Ross, he's, you know, his match with Jackson so just showed, you know, showcase both of them, how not only Aqua Bra could, you know, wrestle and hang with a you know, a brawling super heavyweight, but how Shogun adapted and told such a great story and had such a great match with him as well. I mean, but there's no limits to what the ability of the suplex Shogun is.
Yes, yes, definitely. And I could see him becoming the Impact World Champion. I can see that. I can see it.
Well, he's a hell of a lot more believable than Tessa Blanchard for me, but that's probably a whole episode of conversation.
Jesus Christ. Let me ask Martez. Martez, what do you think about Shogun Suplex Jackson?
I
think he's on the mute.
Yeah. My microphone was. That was definitely one of the most positive guys that I've ever had a chance to listen to. You know, he had me jive over here. So that was definitely a good interview. And congratulations to you, Greg, for getting him in U Southwest. So yeah, I loved it.
Like I said, man, I sent a message. That's all I did. He was happy to be there.
definitely. That was great. Yeah. So, Greg, we didn't.
I mean,
that guy
had me looking for stuff I should work out with.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so inspirational. Like I say, even during quarantine, watching his videos, him, and also shout out to the Dread King Logan and hashtag Slay the Day. He, you know, he motivated me because, man, I think that the whole quarantine and all this affected everyone differently, and it affected most of us mentally. And, you know, Shogun and Dread King Logan, you know, being inspirational, saying Slay the Day, you know, Shogun showing, look, you can do these things with nothing. You know, you can stay in shape. You can, you know, showing other, you know, other performers and fans like me that, you know, like I said, they both inspired me to get out of my head and slay the day, you know?
Most definitely.
To get something, accomplish something positive, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. That's most definitely. Like Logan, I know Logan personally also, and Logan is a great dude, great, not just a great talent, and he'll kick somebody's ass, but outside the ring, man, he's the greatest guy that you'll ever meet, one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet.
Yeah. Yes, he really is.
He really is, man. He's humble, and I'm pretty sure the Jackson Stone is the same way, so I wouldn't, you know, man, I can't wait to meet Jackson.
Oh,
it's
going to
be it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. That's, man, I tell you, the most genuine guy you'll ever meet, the most genuine, approachable guy you'll ever meet, the type of guy that'll go out of his way to say hi to everybody.
That's
the limit for him, and I so hope the best for him because, like I said, you guys are wrestling fans. That's the best thing I could say about him, you know, is that, man, just watch him tell a story in the ring, you know, and he got to the point where he could say, all right, I'm going to defend this title under these rules for a reason. Telling good story, you know, he got to that point, and that just gave him a platform to take it to another level. And just, again, like I said, every show, the Proving Ground Championship match is in the conversation for match of the night. Every single show. I don't care who he's fighting, what the size of the guy is, what the man is, it's gonna tell a story and be in the conversation. You will remember that match in the morning.
Nice. I can't, like I said, I can't wait. I really can't. And another thing is, you know, is, dude, I can't wait to meet him. It's gonna be great. We're gonna be eating lunch with Shogun Jackson.
So Martez, this show next Saturday is near Pontiac, Michigan. So just planting that little seed with you, man. If something opens up, you let me know.
Yeah,
I know you're out there in Oakland County somewhere.
that might happen. It might happen. I might show up, but I have to work today, so I'll see.
Might, I'll take it.
Yeah,
I can do might. That's right.
So if anybody's on the line, or not on the line, but if anybody's listening and want to give us a call, give us a call, area code 646-668-8672 if you want to give a question to the Texans or talk to Mark Gregg. You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk to us about wrestling or Shogun Jackson, you know what I'm saying? Or if you got any questions about any shows coming up, like the Horse Land Show tomorrow, the PWAS next Friday, or with our X-Side. They're all three going to be great shows. Horse Land's going to throw a great show. PWAS is going to have AEW's tag team Capital Vices. They're challenging for their PWAS tag team titles against champions Hot and Beautiful. And then Jackson Stone will be in the house for the X-Side show, and it's going to be a jam-packed shows. It's going to be all great shows. All the time, you know, all the pro wrestling you want, and some little death match wrestling in there, but it's going to be everything you want. And Horace Sam's going to be on Fight TV and Smart Mark. So, you know, all shows are going to be great. So, there's none you're going to miss.
And shout out to our homeboys, Dan Brewer, Nick, Big Kez, and Josh with Pro Wrestling Edge, man. Catch one of them shows, there's a good chance. You get to meet that crew too, man. Another amazing bunch of guys. Cool dudes to, you know, enjoy wrestling with and talk wrestling with.
Yeah, Martez. Yeah, that's going to be sweet, man. We're gonna have fun at least two of them shows with them. I'm pretty sure they're going to go to the X-I show, and I know they're going to go to the PWAS show. Well, hopefully.
So, Martez, what do we have on tap at 8 o'clock with the Gorilla Position show tonight?
Those guys, they're going to be talking to the Alabama Wrestling Hall of Famer, Veronica Fairchild, if I can say her name correctly. So that they're going to be talking to the Alabama Hall of Famer of pro wrestling, Veronica. You put me on the.
Sorry, Martez.
Be talking to Al Snow.
Yeah. Nice.
It just seems like an appropriate time to bring that up.
If you want to stay tuned, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The Gorilla Position always has a great show.
It's definitely a crazy show. So.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Definitely a great show. So if you guys want to stay tuned, after the Rated R Wrestling podcast, stay tuned to the Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons and Macho Ghost right after us. So it's going to be a great show. They always got a great show.
As always. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, say it all the time, man. It really is a great time to be a wrestling fan. It's, you know, WWE might be disappointing. But wrestling's still out there, and wrestling's still good. Wrestling has changed, but not a lot. It doesn't change.
No,
much.
Wrestling is kind of bad because, you know, a lot of these indie wrestling, even not just in the Midwest, everywhere you go, like I'm looking at one now, Sean Hernandez from Impact, Hernandez, Supermax, is going to be at September 19, 2020. He's going to be doing a seminar. Where's he at? Where's it going to be? In Indiana. It's going to be in Indiana. It's going to be the Revolution Rumble. He's going to be doing a seminar. It's going to be on September 19th. So if you guys are in the area, you know, of Indiana, it's going to be South Bend, Indiana. You guys check out my boy Supermax. It's going to be a great seminar. He's a two-time NWA Tag Team Champion, 5-time TNA Tag Team Champion, 20 years experience in the ring. So if you want to get taught by anybody that's great, you know what I'm saying, that's been in the ring a long time, that's the one you want to go to if you're in the Indiana area.
Yeah, Supermax was a guest on the podcast. He called out the DBA.
Yeah.
He said he wants some of that flaming elbow. Actually, so DBA is undefeated and Fans Bring the Weapons, and he said he wants LAX versus the Monroes, Fans Bring the Weapons. So I'm going to have remind him. DBA might show up with that flaming elbow for his seminar.
Yeah, that might happen. And also, dude, another thing is that can't you talk to DBA about coming on the show, man?
I actually have, and we have a possible date pending, actually, right now. The Godfather of Michigan Independent Wrestling, the DBA, second generation man, father of the best on the fucking planet. I mean, dude, the guy's loins made the best on the planet. So, I mean, what more can I say about the guy? But, yes, I actually have had conversation with him concerning coming on the podcast, and we do have a tentative date set that is all but confirmed. So you could be hearing from the DBA here soon on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast here.
Also,
I'm the Flash 313, only on Open Talk Radio.
Only on Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. So, guys, also, we're going to have Ian Decay coming back pretty soon. So we're going to have a lot of more stories that are going to be told. So who knows what's going to be said. Ian Decay is unpredictable. That guy is just mysterious, and he got stories upon stories. Or, man, what did you think, Greg, what did you think about that Marty Jannetty man confessing to a murder?
I didn't see it. I seen somebody post it. I forget exactly how it was said. He did whatever. Okay. So tell me the story. I seen that literally at 6 o'clock this morning as I was putting my boots on, getting ready for work.
Hold on, let me find it. Hold on. Well, basically,
he confessed to a murder.
No, he confessed to it. No, I got an updated version from like an hour, like right before I got off of work. So listen, the whole story was, long story short, is that he was gonna buy a dude that was a bartender at a bar, and he thought the dude was homo. That's his words, not mine, guys. So don't take it like that. Take it with a pinch of salt. A whole other thing is he you know, the dude tried to molest him. Jannetty said. And he said that he was beating the dude's face with a brick, and he threw his body in the river. That's the updated version. So I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? If that's, I'm thinking it's kind of a shoot. It maybe could be. It could be real. But if you got to think about it, if it's real and somebody confessed to a murder, the cops would be on his ass and taking his ass in for murder.
Well, if the cops found a body somewhere with its face smashed in with a brick, dude's got some fucking explaining to do.
But that's
and
when
plus,
he was 13,
dude,
though.
Shout out for equality, man. I mean, you know, I mean, this day and age, man. I mean, it's a different times we live in, you know, a more accepting culture we live in than it once was. I mean, what are we, some third world country where we murder each other for, you know, our preferences? Well, get the fuck out of here.
Right. No, fuck that shit, man. But yeah, man,
yeah.
That's... What about that blow up in Beirut, man? That was crazy, man. Prayers to all the people out there in Beirut. Prayers and condolences to people that passed and the people that took a part of that blast, because that was just crazy, man. Like I said, I've seen videos on top of pictures, man, and it's sad and terrible, man. They had almost six million pounds of chemicals and other things that made that explosion happen.
I'll be honest, man, I avoid news like that. It just saddens my heart, you know. It's why when I get on social media, I really don't watch TV. I saw it. This is like
wrestling
is my own little world and escape from all that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, scrolling Facebook, like you said, that's when, you know, and I start seeing stuff like that saddens me, and I just, you know, wrestling is my escape from that. You know, I'm more likely to pull up YouTube, look for some wrestling news. I mean, I usually go scrolling looking for wrestling news. And, you know, and absolutely, I see the same stuff you do for the most part. And said it saddens me. Well, it's
yeah,
nice
definitely.
To have all these outlets where people are talking about wrestling. Or, I mean, even the guys like my son listens to playing with puppets and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice that we all can have an escape out there. Ours is obviously wrestling.
All right, one last topic I want to bring up before we go. We got 10 minutes. What about The Rock buying the XFL for $15 million?
I was shocked. He bought it out of bankruptcy. And do you know who he bought it with? His first wife when he got famous, Danny Garcia, which she's his business partner and a lot of other things, and they're real tight.
And Jerry Cardinals,
his manager.
And Redbird Capital. It was Redbird Capital that teamed up with him that did it also.
Yeah, they bought it for like $15 million. They bought it out of bankruptcy. And, man, I can't believe they closed the doors. The XFL was fire. It was getting awesome reviews. They were having good, you know, football. And the full disclosure officiating and replay, I love it. There's no question like, oh, my God, what are you looking at? You hear them talking to each other. You hear the dialogue of what they're looking at. And even if you don't like it, you can at least understand it. I think the NFL is the worst.
Exactly.
I'll just come out and say it. And I think the XFL is more of a shoot than the NFL is.
Right.
And I truly believe that.
I've seen it once. I'm not going to lie. I only seen it once. And I liked it better than regular football. It's more entertaining.
I was trying to
just
catch two games.
Yeah. I only caught one, actually. And talking about
how about
what
you, Martez? Did you catch any of the XFL product?
Yeah, I caught some of them. I never really had time to watch a full game, but the games I did see, I really enjoyed it. And I was so surprised and so disappointed when I found out that the season was canceled and they were shutting down in general. So I'm happy that it's coming back because I feel like it was a good product, and hopefully they keep the same ideas and the same rules that they had this year when Vince McMahon was over the league. But I like it, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
I
had
definitely
very low expectations for it. I was, like, shockingly surprised.
I thought it was
going to
be, like, the first time.
I was
time
excited,
round two.
But I just thought the guys were going to suck and that it wouldn't be competitive games.
Yeah. Definitely. I thought the same thing, but I mean, it was actually really good, like I said, for the first one that I caught. And I actually watched the first one, the first XFL game back in 2001. I don't remember dates or nothing, but the first one in 2001,
and
that just sucked. Yeah, that's what I said. It just sucked. So, I mean.
Yeah, and then actually their second game was fire. And it went too late. It, like, went into overtime, and, like, J-Lo was waiting on Saturday Night Live, and had that been the first game, I think it would have been a different story.
I remember.
Yeah. Definitely. But, yeah, man, it's it's a different ballgame now. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan. It's going to be – I can't wait till next week also. Next week is going to be a great show again, guys. We're actually going to be in studio. We're going to be in studio next week at Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We're going to be in the studio down in Detroit.
Yeah.
And we're going to have AEW Tag Team Capital Vices. They're going to be talking their show that they got on the next day at PWAS Summer of Champions. Had they challenged the PWAS Tag Team Champions, Hot and Beautiful. So don't miss out. It's going to be next Thursday starting at 6:30.
And when we get off air, I'll get with you guys.
Okay, most definitely.
Awesome.
Most definitely. So, Greg, is there anything else you want to talk about before we go off air?
No, I just, man, once again, want to thank you guys, man. I'm living a dream, you know. I so much enjoy talking wrestling every Thursday evening with you guys. Yeah, I'm honored to be part of your team.
Well, we appreciate you, Greg. You're always welcome, and that's why you're part of the team, because you've been a part of us since day one, man. It's just been you know, a long journey to make it happen.
Oh yeah, Greg. Oh yeah. I'm glad you're with us, Greg.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You always been a part of the family, man, and that's for real. You always been a part of it.
Yeah, that's right. I was a Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast Mark before I was Greg the Mark, co-host of the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast.
Damn. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Most definitely, man. And you guys, this has been the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 with the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz, Greg DeMarco Martez, We Them Dudes on Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Wrestling podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, Greg DeMarco Martez, they them dudes, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, Greg DeMarco Martez, they them dudes,
yo, it's your boy, Day-Day Cruz, I'm out here making moves, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules, all I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view, the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, that's what we do. Let me introduce Greg DeMarco and Martez L. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, The Flash 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death match.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, Greg DeMarco and Martez, they them dudes. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, Greg DeMarco and Martez, they them dudes.
Yo, we just want to see where your head's at. We get it cracking like watching eggs hatch. Your neck snaps. Dude, it's gone smooth. The flow is so unusual. When I ride a beat, call it cruise control.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, Greg DeMarco and Martez, they them dudes. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz, Greg DeMarco and Martez, they them dudes.
He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. 30 years, they give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard times.